Project Camelot, and very happy to be here. Back from my trip to South Africa, and also with a stop off in Paris to check out some museums on the way. And thank you very much. I had a great time. Alfred Weber was one of the people who was speaking at the UFO Science and Consciousness conference that Michael Tellinger put on in South Africa, in Joburg, as they say, Johannesburg, for those who don't know. And it was a fabulous conference, actually probably the first of its kind in South Africa. And we also made a side trip to Adam's Calendar, which was a lot of fun. It was my third time there, and really a fabulous, fabulous mystical kind of a time. We were enshrouded by mist and fog, which kept us safe because the authorities have closed down temporarily, we hope, Adam's Calendar. And so we were actually sneaking in there. I guess it's okay to say publicly. We took photographs, and Alfred even started a short documentary, it looks like, which the trailer is available. You can go to my blog to watch it, or you can go to, I'm sure his Facebook page must have it. And so I just want to say that I also shot a documentary at Adam's Calendar that is a full-length, feature-length documentary, which covers all aspects of how it came to be, how Michael Tellinger got involved in the whole thing, and also covers the Stone Circles of South Africa, as well as contributionism, which is becoming a political party that Michael's putting together to do away with sort of money as we know it, and create something where people can contribute to society what their skill sets and their passions are, and get reimbursed for that. So I guess without further ado, I'd like to say hello, Alfred, and Alfred Weber, welcome to my show.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'm very, very happy to be here with you, and I'm kind of looking at a still frame of you here in a group of us. We're up just approaching Adam's Calendar, and we all were in a group, and we said, "Occupy Adam's Calendar." So that kind of brings back fond memories of that day. Laura Eisenhower had kind of came up with a quip for the day. She said, "We're going back to the scene of the crime," and I certainly felt that way in terms of the effects, the apparent effects of that, the occupation, the 280,000 year plus occupation of Earth in some way, the devolution of our DNA, the sort of gold mining and hierarchical exploitation of the planet, which perdures to this day in terms of the Anunnaki Illuminati hierarchy that still rules us, not the 1%, but the 0.00001% that really owns and controls the planet in a hierarchical way, a cult hidden way, in some sense. And we are still the slaves who are out there mining the gold for them to teleport off planet. And I was struck a lot by, in a sense, how little has changed in 280,000 years. I know that might sound like an extreme statement, but on analysis, it seems to me that the sort of inheritors of the Anunnaki bloodline hierarchical mantle, the British Crown, who I think qualify more or less as Anunnaki planetary rulers, still control and worship God, gold, oil, and drugs, and still through mechanisms like depleted uranium weapons, ionizing radiation through false flags like Fukushima and atom bomb tests are devolving our DNA in the same way that the Anunnaki apparently did, down from a 12-strand DNA that the Homo sapiens project was originally conceived of, some sources say.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And, you know, people will probably be very interested to hear you. Some people don't know who you are and what your background is. So if you wouldn't mind, Alfred, I'd love to sort of start off with that because you and then I want to go down a number of roads and
sure.
I'm very happy to delve deeper into all the aspects. I do want to say that Alfred Weber is the originator of, I believe, the term exopolitics and the concept of it, originator, and that is many years ago now. And I do want to give you credit for that because I think a lot of time your credit in that regard goes unnoticed. Other people have picked it up and run with that concept. But I think, you know, in many ways you are what is called a futurist. And that's kind of your forte. And you're also a lawyer and a judge. Isn't that correct?
Yes, right. I'm a judge. I'm an international judge on the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal, and we actually held a session in Kuala Lumpur just before the UFO Science and Consciousness Conference. We reached a verdict on a very significant date, November 22nd, 2011, where after a number of hearings, hearing eyewitnesses, and listening to extensive briefs, we reached a verdict finding former U.S. President George W. Bush and former British Prime Minister Tony Blair guilty of crimes against peace. That's considered to be the most serious of war crimes. It's kind of the Nuremberg-level war crime that was leveled at the Nazis for Adolf Hitler, starting an unjustified war of aggression that resulted in the death of at least 25 million people in World War II. Well, through deception and deceit that was on the record, George W. Bush and Tony Blair started an unjustified war in Iraq that has resulted in the deaths of 1.4 million Iraqis and climbing. So we found that verdict on November 22nd, 2011, and we can go into the significance of that date and how it relates to, I believe, significant war crimes that his father, George H.W. Bush, engaged in as well.
Okay, and I do want to do that, but before we do, can you just give a little of your background, how you started out in this field, some of your personal experiences in the early days, and then that will at least fill in the blanks here for people who even have heard your name but just don't know where you came from.
Yeah, sure. I like to call myself from the class of 1973. And what it was that toward the end of 1972, I was general counsel of the Environmental Protection Administration of the city of New York under Mayor John Lindsay. And these were the kind of the early salad days of the environmental movement. The National Environmental Policy Act had just been passed, and I had a large staff of environmental lawyers who were, you know, rough and ready, and we were enforcing the the Water Pollution Act, the Air Pollution Acts, various other things, I was regularly in the press in New York City. I had shoulder-length hair and a mustache, you know, one of those 1970s kind of things. And I was a crusading environmental lawyer. But something, you know, struck me in the middle of that the sort of the positivist paradigm that we were operating under really didn't fill, really didn't explain the multidimensional reality that I felt existed. And so toward the end of 1972, I had begun reading just on my own books that were starting to come out, like Psychic Discoveries Behind the Iron Curtain, and, you know, and books of that sort. And Mayor John Lindsay at that point decided he wanted to run for president of the U.S. And I really didn't want to go in that direction at that point. So I met I started asking around for people who were experts in the multidimensional arena, kind of in the area of parapsychology, of extraterrestrial studies. And I met a professor of experimental psychology at Rutgers University at the time, who was an expert both in parapsychology and extraterrestrial studies. So I, at the beginning of 1973, I quit my government job and kind of jumped like Alice in Wonderland into the rabbit hole, and started working full-time in this field. And by that summer, I had written my first book, The Age of Cataclysm, which was published by G.P. Putnam's and Berkeley Paperback, and was published worldwide, and also in Japan. And all of a sudden, I was in all of the airport book stands, and I was on national television. I was kind of very early on bringing together the kind of the marriage of public policy, parapsychology, psychic phenomena, and extraterrestrials, kind of the early version of what I would call exopolitics. And I carried that through for a number of years from 1973 forward through 1976. There were a lot of very interesting byways. In 1975, Congressman Henry B. Gonzalez, who was the chairman of the House Banking Committee at the U.S. Congress, asked me to come to Washington. I met with him in the U.S. Capitol, in the congressman's luncheon, you know, had lunch in the congressional dining office, and he asked me to help him put together a committee to investigate the assassinations of John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy, and Malcolm X. So I worked on that with him. That resulted, by the beginning of 1976, with the establishment of the House Select Committee on Assassinations. Martin Luther King's widow and the Black Congressional Caucus were instrumental in bringing that about. And that relates to exopolitics because, at least with regard to John F. Kennedy, there was a definite there may have been a definite connection between the extraterrestrial interests of John F. Kennedy and his desire to make this public, and the fact that he was assassinated.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So if we were to fast forward from that time and, you know, with the full understanding that you have quite a substantial past, also in the public sector and in so sort of politics in a sense, certainly grassroots organizing as well. Am I wrong, or you've been also involved with Carol Rosen and keeping weapons out of space?
Yeah, sure. You know, it's funny. Carol Rosen and I Sir Arthur C. Clarke, who has since passed over, we met at the United Nations Outer Space Conference in 1982. And I was there as a journalist and as a delegate, as kind of as an NGO delegate. And that's where we first connected and had a vision of keeping weapons out of space and keeping warfare out of space and making outer space a sanctuary. Now, that is a high ideal, because once one gets into exopolitics, one begins to discover that outer space is really kind of a Star Wars zone. And we...
Right.
Our present culture, humanity is really in a matrix that blinds it to any of the interactions among civilizations. I hear the music coming up, so maybe
yeah.
We can catch that up on the other side.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alfred. We'll be right back and pick this up with Alfred Weber. Thank you.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand, conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says,
Project Camelot, Solora Radio. We're talking to Alfred Weber from exopolitics.org. I believe it's .org. Is that correct, Alfred?
Well, that's one. That's Dr. Michael Salas' site. We're at exopolitics.com.
Okay, exopolitics.com. And just before the break, we were talking about your work with keeping weapons out of space with Carol Rosen and that whole movement. And we were mentioning, you had mentioned how it's really a Star Wars scenario up there, and in many ways that we here on Earth are kind of kept in the dark as to what's really going on there. And I would say, and, you know, you can certainly respond to this, but in many ways, keeping weapons out of space, unfortunately, it's too late. They're there. And not only that, but there's actually some very clear evidence that the ETs, so, you know, various groups, are using weapons and have been for quite many millennia even. So for us not to have weapons, although it's all very nice, and I appreciate the sentiment, I actually think that it's almost beside the point. How would you address that?
Yeah, I think, Carrie, you've raised the key issue. And if I could just by showing how Carol Rosen and I came back together again after the 1982 UN Outer Space Conference, I think we could unpack and unfold that particular issue. Because the way I came back to meet up again in time and space with Carol Rosen was that we were both Disclosure Project witnesses. And this is the Disclosure Project that was originally organized by Dr. Stephen Greer. With a press conference at the National Press Club on May 9th, 2001. And Carol Rosen was a Disclosure Project witness because she had been a protege of Dr. Wernher von Braun, and he had made a deathbed conversion to her, a deathbed confession to her that the military-industrial complex was planning a false flag extraterrestrial invasion after they had used up the anti-communist card and after they had used up the anti-terrorist card, which was the 9/11 and the war on terror, and after they had used up the war against the asteroids card, which was like Comet Elenin and kind of all of those fear memes, all of which are being used to herd humanity into the New World Order, which is a world dictatorship or a world police state. So there we find ourselves, and I became a Disclosure Project witness at the time because I was director of the proposed Carter White House, 1977 Carter White House extraterrestrial communication study. I was a futurist at Stanford Research Institute. And in 1977, I obtained the approval of the White House staff to proceed with the organization of the first civilian-led scientific study of the extraterrestrial presence in history. And we had a number of, you know, very powerful scientists on board and the National Academy of Sciences. And at that point in October 1977, the Pentagon liaison to Stanford Research Institute came in and said in a high-level meeting with the vice president of Stanford Research Institute and myself and a number of other people, including my fellow futurist Peter Schwartz, who is now the director of the National Business Council, said, if this goes forward, the Department of Defense will cancel all of its contracts with Stanford Research Institute, which at that time were about $25 million or a quarter of the $100 million a year budget in 1977. So that project kind of got canned, it got terminated at that point, even with White House approval. And the reason it got terminated is that we would have discovered the ongoing human liaison programs, the secret agreements between the Department of Defense and certain extraterrestrial races, notably the Orion Greys and the Draco Reptilians, who were playing a double game. Our best evidence, and again, in exopolitics, we have to issue a caveat, and that is that many of the assertions in exopolitics are what we call in science a working hypothesis, because they're based on the testimony of eyewitness whistleblowers, which, as you know, Carrie, because Project Camelot is such a valuable resource and platform for whistleblowers. Whistleblower testimony is subject to a lot of vagaries, and also we have a high degree of strangeness in the extraterrestrial phenomenon itself. So we just have to proceed very cautiously, and sort of each assertion when we talk about exopolitics and the wars in space and the different battles, and they're in the vein of working hypotheses. And so I would like to invoke that working hypothesis rule now once and just have it understood that in our conversation, we're not talking about absolute knowledge. We're talking about relative knowledge with a great deal of uncertainty. and
well,
everything.
Yes, but that is, you know, that's part of the dumbing down of humanity that's been going on really even since the time of Adam's calendar and the messing with the DNA and strands of humanity to dumb them down. If you follow the work of Zachariah Sitchin and you agree that indeed the information with regard to Enki and Enlil and a decision to then dumb down the hybrid race of humanity was made back then and carried out up until now. But at a certain point, one must, and I have to give you a nod in this direction because you are one of the sort of avant-garde, as we are, in that you're not afraid to speak your mind and to speak your truth up to as you know the point that you feel you know it at this point, and as we say, you know, in life, if you want, because life is so complex and because we are multidimensional beings, I think the idea of a working hypothesis could be applied to all of life, not just exopolitics. And it's simply a matter of the framing that, you know, that the consensus reality does, which convinces you that some things are more true, quote unquote, than others, when in fact they may be just as suspect. Are you able to hear me? Alfred, did I lose you? Hello? Okay, well, it looks like we might be having some interference. I hope that it looks like Alfred has lost his connection. Alfred, I don't know maybe we can get a landline for Alfred if we're going to have Skype issues here. Then, Alfred, can you hear me?
Yes, I can now. There was a period where we lost audio for maybe the last 30 to 60 seconds.
Okay. Well, you know, whenever I say something important, you can be sure there's going to be downtime on my radio show.
Right.
And so it's just one of those indicators that I just said something worth a while. And what I was saying there was that speaking one's mind is very, very crucial at this time, in my view, for whistleblowers to come out and give their testimony regardless of the derision by which they are treated and by which they are greeted. I think it's more important than ever to come forward. And so I appreciate the working hypothesis notion, but I want to say it applies to all of life because
humanity
does not understand who they are. And once they begin to realize they're multidimensional beings and they really take that on board, the whole concept of what it means to be human and alive are going to change.
Yes, I fully agree. Well, to take the thread and go back to May 9th, 2001, the date of the Disclosure Project press conference, which I think that, I mean, my reading of the Disclosure Project press conference was that it was a very significant event for exopolitics, and there were significant limitations to it. And the limitation relates to this. And I can say this because, number one, I was Steve Greer, you know, a number of us helped him put that on. And because I was at that time in the middle of certain visa issues regarding travel between the U.S. and Canada. I'm a dual U.S.-Canada citizen, and at that time my paperwork was going through. So I was supposed to have been there on the dais, but I couldn't travel to the U.S. at that time. So what I did is from my office in Vancouver, Canada, I coordinated the international press, which was substantial. And number two, I helped coordinate the congressional visits, where we had ongoing relations and lobbying visits set up with many congressional offices, both in the House and the Senate, for groups of Disclosure Project witnesses. There were between 20 and 100. There were about 100 Disclosure Project witnesses, that is, high-level governmental scientific witnesses to the extraterrestrial presence, of whom 20 appeared at the press conference. I was one of the 20, and my testimony was videotaped in Sacramento, California. I was the only Disclosure Project witness who signed an affidavit that detailed a sworn affidavit, and I'm a member of the bar of the District of Columbia, so perjury affects an attorney in ways that it does not affect people who are not officers of the court. My testimony also appears in the books that are the written transcripts of that event. Now, I don't want to take away at all from the historical significance of that event, but there is a significant distortion there. And the distortion is that from the mind of Stephen Greer, there were no hostile extraterrestrials, that is, extraterrestrials who were hostile to humanity, and the abduction phenomenon was not being done by any extraterrestrial races, but rather was being done by robots in the service of the terrestrial national security state. Now, that is a research falsehood. And similarly, for example, my colleague, who I love dearly, Dr. Carol Rosen, and she and I have had these conversations for decades now. We fight over the phone, and I say, Carol, look, there are these wars going on in space, and the reptilians are really bad. You do not want to meet them in a dark alley. And she says, no, they're all good. Everybody has a right to say what you're doing, but you have these significant leaders who are putting out these memes out of the Disclosure press conference that, hey, all the extraterrestrials are good, and all we want to do is let you know that they're all good. And so...
that's a very dangerous precedent that was made there back in those days. And, of course, it's being made over and over again, testimony to that by a number of people that are so-called white lighters, as I call them, not in a necessarily derisive fashion, but just simply that they, wish to stay only on the light side of things, when in reality you have to deal with the dark and the light in this sector. Otherwise you leave people defenseless. And this is where the incredible danger lies. So I'm sorry, but we're going to have a break here. Thank you, Alfred, for all of that, because that was really, I think, a very good explanation. And I think we'll let's pick this up as soon as we come back from the break.
Great.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating, or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeley water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to The
Alfred, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Just trying to get back on the air here. So basically, if you could pick up where we just left off, because I believe that you were about to address, I had made a comment in regard to leaving people defenseless when you tell them that there are no bad ETs, so to speak. It's kind of like saying there's no bad guys out there on planet Earth either. you know, certainly you want to protect yourself, your own personal sovereignty, and sovereignty of the earth is actually a huge issue, and maybe you can even touch on that.
Yeah, sure. I think that we're at the point in our history where we are for the first time as a human race. I mean, en masse, the 99.999% in a position to begin to consciously reclaim our sovereignty. Now, that's an extreme statement, but I think that it's a valid statement historically and exopolitically. And I come to that conclusion after being able to isolate, I think, three major predatory extraterrestrial races that have, let's say, broken or abused the law of non-interference, which is sort of an understanding that advanced intelligent civilizations have about life-bearing planets and allowing life-bearing planets, especially in the kind of entry-level phase that Earth is in, where we are a very young life-bearing planet and a very young race. And we're in a vulnerable position. We're just little puppies. And we have been the victims of, without taking on a victim role, but we have been the targets. We're a targeted race by three major predatory races. Number one, the Anunnaki race. Number two, the Orion Greys, who have been fronting for the Draco Reptilians, both of whom are fourth dimensional races. And each of these comes in a different context. And I think it's important to distinguish the interloping and the intervention of each and how it brings us to our present point in history. And by knowing that, it's that, you know, that there's that phrase, you know, there's a great irony. That phrase, "the truth shall set you free," is on the great seal of the CIA, apparently at CIA headquarters in Langley. The truth shall set you free. And in a way, it's the truth that does set us free, going back to the scene of the crime and knowing what the truth is, which is very difficult because the thing about being subjected to fourth and fifth dimensional extraterrestrial races is you can't get there from here. So we are all kind of figuring out our own self-defense and having to use our multidimensional essence just to survive. So,
I think one thing is also that people who do mislead people along those lines are also ignoring, you know, you were part of a tribunal to bring two individuals up for crimes against humanity. But in reality, if you were to bring certain races of ETs up for crimes against humanity, the crimes would be far more severe. And this is part of the biggest secret that is being kept from humanity, is indeed how we have been messed with and are continuing to be messed with, and how our children are being messed with, et cetera, et cetera. So some people just don't want to hear this and so on. And some people are actually programmed not to hear it for various purposes. So we have a huge kind of can of worms here, and it's refreshing that you recognize these levels, Alfred, and I'm always gratified to know that. What I'd like to do is go back to the tribunal and tell people what happened to you once you were asked to preside over that situation, and if you could also describe the other judges, some of the selection process and so on, because I think there's a lot of people that are in the dark about that whole proceeding.
Sure. Well, this is a tribunal that was brought together under the auspices of an international non-governmental organization known as the Pradhana International Peace Foundation. And that's a foundation that was established under the auspices of Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, who is the former Prime Minister of Malaysia and was the Prime Minister of Malaysia for the last 25 years. And his perspective is that war is a crime. He's a physician, and he's a person that has brought a great deal of benefit to his people, I think, and that overall has fought off attempted Illuminati takeovers of his nation. For example, Malaysia was targeted in the 90s by the international bankers to try and take it down from a financial point of view. It's currency. And Dr. Mahathir, with the able assistance of his cabinet, including a very able barrister, a London-trained barrister, who's a Malaysian, Matthias Chang, who then became the first prosecutor for the tribunal, they were able to fight off the efforts of Soros, George Soros, and the City of London bloodline bankers and the Wall Streeters to destroy the Malaysian currency. And the reason for that is that Malaysia under Dr. Mahathir, and Dr. Mahathir has remained a staunch anti-Zionist and a person who has refused to be corrupted by the New World Order and by the sort of dope ink crowd, i.e. the God worshippers, gold, oil, and drugs, or the God controllers that reach up into the British crown and the British aristocracy and the bloodline City of London bankers. So that's the background of Dr. Mahathir. And in the year 2007, I was invited. He held an international peace conference, and I was invited to address that peace conference, which I did an address which identified what I call the International War Crimes Racketeering Organization, which essentially named the Illuminati structure, but conceptualized it in terms of what we would call the RICO statutes. That is, as an international racketeering organization. So you could pierce all of the corporate veils, you could pierce all of the monarchies and get to these racketeers. And their racket is war crimes, international war crimes racketeering organization. That's how they function, disaster capitalism. So that laid the conceptual foundation for the tribunal. And I also included in this address the fact that natural law, our social laws, which are things like our criminal law, our international humanitarian law, our contract law, you know, the all of our commercial codes, our municipal codes, our traffic codes, our domestic relation codes, those are all social laws, but they are based on what we call natural law. And this is not a philosophical concept. If you go back into jurisprudence, you find that law, natural law, is actually built into the actual structure and intelligence of the multiverse.
Okay, we're at the top of the hour, Alfred. Thank you, and we'll come right back and have you go into some more depth in regard to this tribunal. Thanks a lot, and we will also be taking callers on the last, say, half hour to 45 minutes. So get ready, and I will give out the number when we come back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules.
No rules.
No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, talking to Alfred Weber. And we were just talking about natural law, and I think that there is some important information there to kind of keep in mind, the idea that we do have rights that are part and parcel of coming into the sector. And so if you could elaborate on natural law, and then also tell about how you were basically lost your right to publish on examiner.com as a result of being involved in all of this and so on.
Well, sure. Well, with regard to natural law, and this is very important because it goes to what they call jurisdiction and the power of citizen tribunals to render justice. That is, do we have the power to render justice and render judgments that can then be enforced? And the answer is a resounding yes. And, for example, I think that scientists like Dr. Carl Johan Kalman of the University of Washington, in his latest book, The Purposeful Universe, has begun to show that the universe is an intelligent entity, and that design criteria like justice can be said to be a meaningful part of the design of what occurs inside the universe, such that justice can be rendered inside the universe, true justice. And in the situation of war crimes in Iraq, where 1.4 million Iraqis had been killed, and there was the destruction of a society and extensive torture and just a deconstruction of the society, in 2007, at the first war crimes conference, when we came together as a tribunal and had our first hearing, we heard their firsthand testimony from prisoners who had been in Abu Ghraib in Iraq and stories of their torture. We heard stories of the women of Fallujah, of the people of Fallujah, who had been subjected to depleted uranium weapons, to where, you know, the birth defects and the number of monster babies there that are being born is truly astounding, and to where the entire genome of the Iraqi people is being decimated knowingly by depleted uranium weapons.
Right, but there's also the idea of the, you know, that it gets blown in the wind around the planet, so
right,
it's limited to Iraq. As a matter of fact, people that conduct these wars with depleted uranium are actually creating a whole, almost a race of maimed children and adults, and then also perpetrating the I guess cancers that arise from contact with from breathing air that's from depleted uranium, et cetera. Isn't that right?
Yes, and in fact, there have been motion pictures that have come out depicting future human races, you know, future scenarios of the human race where they with the effect of ionizing radiation, where this kind of monster race develops. And I have published, you mentioned the Examiner, one of the articles that I published there, the cumulative work body of my work led to its demise, which happened just yesterday. And that is that with independent scientist Lorraine Murray, in using CDC data, we showed that by the end of 2011, using CDC data, there will have been 100,000 excess deaths in North America alone due to Fukushima radiation that was ferried across the Pacific by the weather warfare technologies of HAARP. So that's the degree of the depopulation and the genetic control that is going on just through the radiation of Fukushima. The number of fetal deaths, especially in the first trimester now, just using CDC data, is skyrocketing. And that's exactly what happens in radiation. And that's a knowing component.
Okay, let me bring up something a little bit more, and I'm just curious how you would react to this, Alfred.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with the X-Men movies, but the premise of the X-Men and how they're created is actually based on the idea of radiation stimulating a change in a mutancy in the genome, and this... In the case of course, the mutants of the X-Men creates a powerful special power, that the human is then able to realize. And it is my theory that actually there is a concerted effort on the part of the powers that be to not only change the atmosphere that we live in so that it will be more conducive to some alien-human hybrids, that the Greys have been trying to bring onto this planet for quite some time and are now probably very successful in doing so, but at the same time to bring other sort of service to self groups but onto the Earth and make it a more conducive environment. But at the same time, there's an effort to create a Superman, so to speak, and I talk a lot about this when I give talks to groups. But not so much in Camelot, as there's not so much opportunity for this. But the idea of creating a super race, the idea of the X-Men and creating a horrific environment such as the Fukushima disaster and what may happen as a result of the New Madrid fault, if that should go, will also stimulate more nuclear sort of poisoning of our environment. But in fact, it seems to me that the powers that be have the idea of survival of the fittest. And if they can get some mutants out of this food chain, so to speak, that are of X-Men variety with special powers, they really don't care if they kill off a few hundred thousand in the process.
Oh, not a few hundred thousand. We're talking about their goal may be to kill off most of the 7 billion,
well, yes,
only 500 million, to really turn the planet into what I call an elite theme park. the thing about a court of law is that you're coming down to concrete cases. And so we there in 2007 had to constitute ourselves as a competent court of jurisdiction of international humanitarian law, i.e. of international war crime law, that was competent to bring cases to the International Criminal Court and to the national courts of the 117 nations that have signed the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court and that have themselves universal jurisdiction to try war crimes. What has happened, which is kind of good for this, all of these developments, is that with the founding of the International Criminal Court, the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court, which all the nations that belong to the International Criminal Court have to sign, that puts the burden on them to pass statutes of international jurisdiction where they become the first-line courts to try war criminals. And that's why, for example, General Pinochet was able to be extradited from the UK to Chile to stand trial, and not even Margaret Thatcher could protect him. And so we now have the legal instrumentality to begin to do this, because what we did is we heard testimony in 2007 that even then 140 complaints have been brought to the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court for war crimes by the U.S. and the U.K. in Iraq and have not been acted upon. And so, therefore, it devolved to us as a competent citizens tribunal with jurisdiction under natural law to enforce justice to begin to address these complaints that the International Criminal Court was ignoring.
Okay, but where does it go from here now that this judgment has been passed? Doesn't it have to go to be ratified somewhere?
Yeah, sure. So this is kind of the big picture.
So where does it go to be ratified?
No, right. This is, like everything else, the earth is a food fight, and this is a food fight within the larger food fight of the earth. This is kind of the war crimes justice food fight. And right now the International Criminal Court is controlled by the Anunnaki Illuminatis. And what they do is they go around and they pick off people like the Balkans, you know, they pick off African generals and Balkans generals and Serbian generals, and those are the war criminals. But they don't pick off Henry Kissinger. They don't pick off Elizabeth Windsor. They don't pick off George W. Bush. They don't pick off Barack Obama as the war criminals, who are continuing programs of deliberate genocide, because these operate on behalf of the bankers and they operate on behalf of the Illuminati state. So what we at the grassroots level are able to do now is to render, because of the international tribunal that has been established, and when it, just a footnote, because you asked me, when it was originally established, the quorum of the tribunal is 5. And I was appointed as the Canadian judge, Professor Francis Boyle of the University of Illinois, who's an eminent jurist who, you know, was a legal advisor to Abbas, to the Palestinian organization. He was one of the judges, and Nilofer Bhagwat, who was the judge in the Tokyo Tribunal for War Crimes in Afghanistan that found the U.S. guilty of war crimes for the use of depleted uranium in Afghanistan, was the other international judge. Well, and the other four judges are senior law professors and retired federal judges in the Malaysian legal system. These are people who have been trained in the UK. These are, you know, world-class jurists. And I myself have taught law both at Yale and at the University of Texas.
I want you to talk just briefly. I think there were several judges who actually had to bow out because of,
yes,
of pressure from their governments, yes, or from
the no. It wasn't pressure. Every effort was made here to not have it be a kangaroo court, and George W. Bush and Tony Blair were served. They were duly served with the papers. They chose not to appear. So the court appointed six attorneys to defend George W. Bush and Tony Blair, which they did to the best of their ability.
And okay, but what about Barack Obama? I thought, I think maybe you're talking about two different sessions.
No. I'm sorry if I confused you. The issue about Barack Obama being a war criminal is just a personal comment of mine. He is not a defendant before the court at this time.
Okay.
There is the next session of the court is scheduled for about 6 months from now, and the defendants there will be George W. Bush, Richard B. Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, and the four or five attorneys of those government officials. In other words, Alberto Gonzalez and the State Department's attorneys that wrote the opinions that said that torture, waterboarding was legal and that torture was legal. And this is the first time that attorneys have been brought in as war criminals, because they are the ones that authorized the regime of terror that we brought, that the United States brought into Iraq. And it kind of reminds me of Shakespeare, first let's kill all the lawyers. I should say, as a caveat, that I consulted a judge as to whether I could appear on this program and similar programs and talk about these proceedings, because they are in process and I'm a judge on these proceedings. And the opinion that I was given was that I can talk about it, and I can talk about it freely, and that it does not enter into whether or not I'm a prejudiced judge, because we're talking about a past proceeding.
Okay, we'll be right back after this break. Thank you so much, Alfred.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot with the Blur Radio, and I'm not the only one, I'm sure. The fact of the matter is that we've entered a whole brave new world, and people who said it was coming and are still talking about it coming don't realize that we're actually in it as we speak. During the break, I was just reading about an individual who had a dream about bodies being taken over and used and reanimated, so to speak, even after death, to do, you know, certain nefarious deeds. Military, you know, dead soldiers' bodies have been used in this way to create sort of robotic super soldiers, in case you don't know. So we are really on the verge here. But to get back to the war crimes tribunal story that you're telling, Alfred, and I believe, if I'm not wrong, that we might have a caller here. I do want to announce that we are going to take calls in this section of the show. But if you'd like to continue, Alfred, let me see if I can find the caller.
Sure. Well, you know, Carrie, you asked, how is this judgment going to be enforced? And what we did in the verdict is that we directed the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Commission, which are the prosecutors, to take our verdict to the International Criminal Court, but to also take it to the 117 nations that have signed the the Rome Statute. These are nations like Spain that prosecute war criminals. There are nations like Venezuela that prosecute war criminals. There are nations like Cuba that prosecute war criminals. There are nations like Canada, where we had, right before the War Crimes Tribunal, George W. Bush and Bill Clinton came to Vancouver, our city here, each paid $150,000 to speak at lunch, and we had national organizations try to have Bush arrested. We had the leader of the opposition party, the New Democrats. They're the opposition in the parliament here, the second after the conservatives, which are the majority party, calling for Bush not to be allowed into Canada as a war criminal. So Bush cannot travel now, and now we have the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal, commission that is going out to the 117 nations with our judgment and our evidence and saying to the courts, take this now and go and arrest these two war criminals, Bush and Blair, and try them and jail them. And that's in 117 nations. So these two culprits can no longer travel safely. What was really interesting was that, and this dates to a huge intelligence psyops, which was planned around me, which is kind of playing itself out now, while I was a judge. While I was in Africa, the CIA deployed George W. Bush to three neighboring African countries on kind of a goodwill visit, you know. Oh, you know, here we are. And to kind of greenwash him. And even while he was there, the outcry from the followers of this judgment were the commission went to the governments of these three countries to arrest George W. Bush while he was in these three countries, where he was there, in my private, in my professional opinion, he was there on a psyops to greenwash himself after this verdict. And he did so at his peril, because the War Crimes Commission, based on our judgment, went to the three governments to have Bush arrested. Now, he was still able to get out of it, but next year he's not going to be able to get out of it. And these two kind of puppets or front men for the Anunnaki, Illuminati, International War Crimes Racketeering Organization are losing their power, are simply losing their power. Now, as part of the psyops, what happened to me as a judge was that immediately, we handed down our judgment on November 22nd, 2011, against George W. Bush. And that's the 48th anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy on November 22nd, 1963. And we have a photograph, which, Carrie, you know about, and you've published on it, I believe, that we have a photograph placing George H.W. Bush, who was a covert CIA operative at the time and was in Dealey Plaza and was one of the coordinators, operational coordinators of the Kennedy assassination. Well, here we are 48 years later, although George H.W. Bush has so far escaped legal liability, this court was able to find on that date guilt of war crimes for his son on, you know, different charges, but which came out of that war crime of regicide against John F. Kennedy, who was trying to bring a better world, and he was killed.
Well, basically one of the major coups that happened, you know, in our government. So at this moment, though, you also, at that exact moment, wasn't it that time when they actually the Examiner, for people that don't know, I think it's examiner.com, isn't that the URL?
Yeah.
You've been writing for them for How long?
Yeah. I started writing for them for 2 years as the Seattle Exopolitics Examiner. I was actually one of the most widely read political examiners, more widely read than people who write about Obama and the Congress. And some months I would have up to 400,000 readers of my column a month. And I received a mysterious notice on November 30th as I was leaving Kuala Lumpur, and prior to November 30th, as I was leaving Kuala Lumpur, and I remember I had a 24-hour layover in the Hong Kong airport, and my article, you know, it was a very well-thought-out intelligence move of what we call Operation Mockingbird. Operation Mockingbird goes back to the 1950s, where in major mainstream media in the U.S., they have intelligence double agents, people who look like editors, but they're really double agents of the CIA and or other intelligence agencies to act as gatekeepers and maintain censorship on sensitive subjects and targeting of targeted journalists that they want to get out of the way. And so I was told, we're examining all of the exopolitics examiners lie, because
I don't know about you, but I think I've lost audio on Alfred just now. Okay, again, so if the show engineer is listening, perhaps we can try to get him back.
Yeah, here, I'm
okay,
I'm very back.
Good.
Yeah, that's a lie, because Dr. Michael Sala, who was the other exopolitics examiner, was not examined and had none of his articles taken down. And my articles were butchered, and they were butchered in a way that was expert, that destroyed them as an economic entity and destroyed all of the significant ones. For example, we had just published an article by two independent whistleblowers who were personal eyewitnesses who had been, starting in 1980, with both Barry Satoro, later Barack Obama, and Regina Dugan, who is currently the head of DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, in which they were all part of the CIA's secret Mars visitation program, and who had actually been on the surface of Mars with Barack Obama, and who actually had been in a three-month exercise where Barack Obama, Regina Dugan, and Andy Bashago, who's a colleague of mine, and these are recollections by independent whistleblowers, not only those three who corroborate this story. In other words, William Brett Stillings, who was involved in that, also, in which a three-month exercise in which Barack Obama, Regina Dugan, and Andy Bashago were tasked with learning the Martian language, then given intercepted Martian communications, and then they had to write a threat assessment as to whether the Martians were a threat to the U.S., to the planet Earth. And this was all part of the secret CIA Mars visitation program to give a justification for what is now a covert occupation and an illegal colonization under cosmic law of the planet Mars by the armed forces of the United States.
I think that, yes, I appreciate that. I think the targeting of you with the Examiner is one part of that. The other part is what the article was, the latest article was all about.
So here, not only had I been part of a court of competent jurisdiction that had found the former sitting president, George W. Bush, guilty of the crimes against peace, and he had been pre-identified by time travel, but I had blown the cover of the current U.S. president, who had just issued a peremptory response saying that there are no extraterrestrial races, whereas we have two independent witnesses that place him on the planet Mars.
Right. And of course, our witness, Henry Deacon, was one of the first people who I went on stage with in Barcelona at the Exopolitics conference there before at least 1,500 people in the audience. And then we were asked to leave the stage. They didn't want to hear from a scientist who actually claimed he had been on Mars and was a whistleblower with Project Camelot, even though they flew, believe it or not, they paid his way. They flew him to the conference, and they also housed him. So it's very, you know, a double standard going on, and there is a lot of different teams playing behind the scenes here. Yeah. I do want to say that the occupation of Mars, from my understanding, is under the orchestration of the Anunnaki, and that they are in charge of the command and control center, which is Phobos, and that this is why a lot of the craft that fly to Mars, including the orbiters and so on, reach a certain point and then are no longer able to communicate, because these the Anunnaki, who are in control, and this is from deep black whistleblowers who have come to me, more than one, and given me testimony in this regard, say that in essence, most of this is happening on the fourth dimension. Now, we are moving into the fourth dimension, but we are not fully there. So there is a certain cloaking going on in which we do not see, when looking at the surface of Mars, what's really Mars in the fourth dimension, so to speak. And so these people are able to work in a certain covert undercover of darkness, if you will. What I'd like to do, Alfred, is take this caller who's been very patient and I believe is still hanging on the line here. So if you wouldn't mind, and let them ask a question, and then also invite other callers to come on if they would like to, at 218-339-8525. That number again is 218-339-8525, and we really only have about 20 minutes left in the show, so we'll try to take as many calls as we can. Caller, you are on the air with Gary Cassidy and Alfred Weber, area code 724, if you're still there.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Very good. Alfred, I want to say thank you and job well done. I've been following your career and following your, you know, exopolitics for quite some time. I think it's outstanding. I do have a question. My question is this. Former President George W. Bush was in Angola last week. My question is, if he is a war crime criminal, why is this criminal walking around free as if nothing never happened?
That's a key question, and at our direction, in other words, at the direction of the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal, a court of a competent jurisdiction of international war crimes, we directed the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Commission to ask the government of Angola to arrest and prosecute Bush under their authority and responsibility under the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court. None of the three governments responded, Tanzania, Angola, or the third country, but we're just getting started now.
Okay, thank you very much. Sorry, caller, we're going to a break now. We'll be right back, and then hopefully we'll get some more callers as well.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
Practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Pamela, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Alfred Weber. I'm afraid we're running out of time here very quickly, but I hope we can get a few more calls in. Alfred, how do you feel about me answering a few more calls? Do you have anything you want to say right before we go to another caller?
Yeah, I just wanted to raise the whole issue of the Galactic Governance Councils, and these are the advanced ethical human councils that include races like the Pleiadians, the Alpha Centaurians, and the Sirians. from an exopolitical standpoint, I have, quote, covered or reported on the activities of two councils, one, the reported Council of Eight, who a former colleague of mine, now deceased, NORAD officer, Canadian NORAD officer, lifelong, Stanley Fulham, in a book that he published in the summer of 2010, predicted that the Council of Eight would decloak their ships over New York City on October 13, 2010, and that, in fact, occurred. And I had all of this documented on my Examiner articles. We are now in the process of moving all of those articles over to exopolitics.com, and people can go to exopolitics.com, where I've called for a consumer boycott of examiner.com, which is just don't go there. They make all their money through click-throughs. They're actually a sweatshop. And they just, you know, anybody that reports truth is targeted. So just stay away from that entity. The second Galactic Governance Council, and what a governance council is covered in my book, Exopolitics, Politics, Government, and Law in the Universe, that you can get on Amazon or at universebooks.com, is the so-called Andromeda Council. And they have done a number of interesting things. I deal with the human representative of the Andromeda Council, who's a senior executive in the computer industry and kind of maintains a cast iron door between that activity and his. And again, these governance councils are, quote, working hypotheses. They could be some interdimensional phenomenon or...
Yeah, I think I do agree with that. You know, there needs to be sort of a caveat there with regard to whether or not you want to take verbatim what they say. But nonetheless, you know, it should be considered.
But just to make this point, what they say is that they have been engaged in a 10-year war against the forces, the fourth dimensional Orion Greys and Draco Reptilians, that they have won the war in space and are now mopping it up on Earth, and you know, according to them, are beginning to and have destroyed underground bases under Washington D.C. in the Middle East off of the Gulf of Aden, an underground base there, and an underground base in the East China Sea that have been, according to them, generating through reptilian frequency weapons conflict in those areas for the last 5,000 and 3,000 years. So they paint the picture that they're in the process of liberating the planet from the fourth dimensional reptilians.
Yeah, I have to say.
Wait. Go ahead. Just that the other side is you know, it's just that this perspective is set. If that's true, that means that the Illuminati structure on our planet does not have the full fourth dimensional backup that it used to have. And the New World Order, which was the rollout of the reptilian agenda in the third dimension, does not have the fourth dimensional backup behind it. And that's very good, because that means we can begin to implement a positive human agenda and reacquire sovereignty over our planet. I just want to state that.
Okay. And very, very good, very well said, although I have to say I don't agree with it. But that is a discussion for another time. We simply don't have time here. I want to give this caller a chance to ask a question. So, caller, you are on the air with Carrie Cassidy and Alfred Weber, area code 856.
Hey, Carrie. Hey, Alfred. This is Jared. I was just wondering, with the Anthony Sanchez info, what Alfred thought about that, like the progenitor race coming back in 2012, if that was tied in with the Quetzalcoatl of the Mayans, or what you thought, like, who's coming back?
Yeah, you know, I missed that one key word, and you said with the da-da-da info.
Anthony Sanchez.
Was talking about Anthony. Let me explain caller a little bit for Alfred. I don't know if Alfred is familiar with Anthony Sanchez. I did a pretty radical interview with him that's available on Project Camelot.
Yes.
Right.
Actually, Anthony Sanchez, I contacted Anthony after listening to your interview, and Anthony is in regular communication with me now, Carrie.
Okay. Wonderful. I think the caller is wondering, he used the word progenitors. He said the return of the progenitor race, was wondering if you thought that was Quetzalcoatl's return, and if you wanted to address that in 2012.
And if you think they're basically good or bad, I know that's hard terms, but are they beneficial towards us, or are they going to, is it going to be worse, you know, like the Antichrist type thing?
Yeah. We don't have the full time segment right now for me to explain my full perspective from a scientific standpoint. But from a scientific standpoint, I believe that we have moved from what's called a catastrophic timeline, or the more catastrophic timelines, over to the more positive timelines. And that the probability of predatory races coming in is much less, and the probability of our achieving a utopian status on our planet and moving toward positive, sustainable, peaceful society is much greater. So I dismiss, I respect Anthony, but I dismiss much of what he's saying as memes from a catastrophic timeline that is not scientifically occurring at this time. And that's a summary statement, but there's a lot of reasoning and science behind it. And I've written articles on the catastrophic timeline and on the positive timeline, and why we can show that both exist from an empirical standpoint.
Nice. Well, if I could, Carrie, was there any new information on that you came across recently? Or?
You're giving me an idea of a live stream conference I could do and invite, you know, Anthony and Alfred and a number of other top researchers.
That would
to
be awesome.
Discuss this. This is a very crucial, very hot topic. Anthony is coming out with a book. And so thank you for your question, Jared. I'd love to cover more of the information in regard to this. Suffice to say that in my view, there are two sides of the Anunnaki, as well as more than one type of reptilian Draco race out there, some of whom have joined the light side, so to speak, various grays and so on. And so but there is an agenda. It is being rolled out, and I am very cautious in my approach, because I feel that humanity is often disempowered and deceived, and they let their guard down just at the worst possible moment, and that simply should not happen at this crucial of all times, in my view. So I have also an upcoming interview with Marshall Vian Summers, in which we discuss this in depth about human sovereignty, about what we're all about and what's going on, and this information about the fourth dimension. If indeed we are being orchestrated from behind the scenes there, being controlled from behind the scenes, we have yet to see the last gasps of the sort of Illuminati agenda being rolled out. And so I think that although I am sure that the light will win out in the end, and that humanity will win out, because we are an amazing species and we have just begun to graze the surface of our potential, I do think that there are some dark times perhaps in the next few years ahead that have to be dealt with. So that's my approach, and that's a very short summary, as is Alfred's. Alfred, it's been great having you on. Thank you, caller, for joining
Thank
us.
You.
And all the rest of the callers as well. I'm going to let you go here, caller, and let Alfred wrap up and give him a chance to say any last words here.
Well, my words are that do not discount the fact that we have shifted over to a positive conflict. And that's a subject that I'm developing now. I have a book called Dimension.
Okay, I'm sorry, we're losing you, Alfred, here. I'm just going to say thank you very much for coming on the show. It's been a superb show. I very much enjoyed it, and I think the callers and listeners have as well. Let's do this again soon.
Great. Thank you very much.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.